Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Technion Israel Institute of Technology is where some of Israel's brightest minds ask the biggest question of all. What if? What if they could take on the world's biggest challenges? What if they could develop life-changing environmental, scientific, health, medical, and technological discoveries that will make a huge impact on Israel and the planet? But they don't just ask the question, they answer it too. They turn those ideas into reality. They make them happen. To see just some of the incredible things they've achieved, get the Technion Booklet of Wonders at ats.org/wonders. We hope it inspires you to give them your support so they can keep doing what they do best. The American Technion Society. World-changing discoveries by Israel's brightest minds, made possible by you.
The first day that we entered Gaza, I was on my period. I walked out of the vehicle, changed my pad, and then I speak about it with the men soldiers that were in the vehicle with me, to them to understand that I need help and I need my privacy. But it didn't prevent me from doing everything that I did.
Hey listeners, it's Mishi. So as you know, we're continuing our series of wartime diaries, an attempt to collect slivers of life during these difficult days. One of the very few positive outcomes of this war is that the ongoing debate surrounding the participation of female soldiers in combat has been decisively answered. Women are, as the IDF Chief of Staff Herzi Alevi told the soldiers of the mixed-gender battalion Karakal back in November, an integral part of the military effort. They serve in tanks and in field intelligence posts, as pilots and naval officers, infantry soldiers, engineering specialists, canine handlers, medics, and the list goes on. In fact, out of the 625 doctors and paramedics operating in Gaza in late December, 73, more than 10%, were women. Our producers Yael Ben-Chorin and Mitch Ginsberg drove down to Machane Tzur, an army base near Yerucham, to talk to one of them, First Lieutenant Dr. Sharon Gutman-Gilor. Here she is.
So, my name is Dr. Sharon Gutman-Gilor. I am 28 years old, and I am a military physician, or a medical officer. I was born in Argentina, and I made the Aliyah to Israel when I was 7 years old. And I grew up in Be'er Sheva, in the south of the country. I'm a person that really loved the interaction with other persons, and also biology. And when I was 18 years old, I really wanted to be a doctor. And also I needed to go to the army, to my service. So I joined the Tzameret program to be a combat physician. And I'm the medical physician of Gdud 17 Battalion. And I am married to Yuval. He is the medical physician of Battalion 51 of Golani. So we both were in Gaza Strip the last few months.
And then October 7th, can you describe the day and where you were and what happened?
So I was in Kisufim, a base, with my husband. I traveled to see him during the weekend because he is a medical physician and also I am, and we never match with the weekends to meet each other at home. So I drove to his base to spend the weekend with him. And we are so used to be around Gaza Strip. I live in Be'er Sheva. I go to the beach in Zikim. So I didn't think that something like this would happen. I even didn't check where the bomb shelters were. So Friday night, it was a regular night at the base. We had a dinner with all the officers and we go to sleep. I think that around 6:30 we heard the bombs. I was in pajama and only thing that I could find was my sandals. I put them on and went from the room and I saw two soldiers that come to me and say, come here, we have a bomb shelter in the Hamal, like in the operation room. So I went to the operation room without no medical equipment because I was like in a vacation for the weekend. And after, I think, 10 minutes, I saw Yuval come to the operation room with his medics, with equipment. And after that, a lot of wounded people, wounded soldiers. The soldiers were also like me in pajama.
Was that your first time treating people who had been wounded in combat?
In combat, yes. We had a lot of training during our program, but I never had to deal with something like this. It's not like to treat one person, it's to treat 22 persons that came one after the other with few equipment. We call it in Hebrew, Eruah Rav Nifgaim.
A mass casualty incident.
Yes.
What's your mindset at this point? Are you scared? Are you nervous? What are you feeling when all this is happening?
I think that we got to an automatic mode, like we had to do the things that we were trained to do. Like we don't think about the danger that we are in it when we treat a wounded soldier. I think that there's a lot of adrenaline and we are focused on our mission. And my mission is to bring wounded soldiers alive. And successfully, we could make to 21 people to get alive. And just only one soldier have died arriving to the hospital. But I think that we made it to save as much people as we could do. And it was very special for me to do something like this with my husband.
And what happened next?
Around 8 p.m., I successfully went from Kisufim right back to my base to join my people, still in my pajama.
What was it like saying goodbye to your husband?
It was really hard. At first, I didn't want to leave him, and I said that I don't want to evacuate from there. But then we speak, and we understood that we had to go each one to his battalion. I have a role. I have an important role. And I think that we understood in that time that we are in war. We said goodbye. We didn't know when it was the next time that we will meet each other.
And did you see your husband in Gaza at all?
No, I didn't see him in Gaza. But we had the opportunity to see each other in the middle of the war at the border just for 2 hours. And like 2 weekends ago, we finally had the chance to went to our home. And now I'm here in the base and he's in Gaza Strip. And I'm really waiting for him to come home.
So then on November 3rd, you went into Gaza. What was that like?
The first day that we entered, I felt like some fear because I didn't know what I'm going to meet. We drove 12 hours. The troops are in combat. We are in the Akhzarit. Behind, and it's like we are waiting today to call us if there are any wounded soldiers.
Can you say a little bit more about being a woman in the army and especially in a combat situation?
So I was the only woman in that vehicle with, I think, 8 more soldiers, men. They are 18 to 20 years old, and I am 28. So I found myself every time being like the adult that is in charge, to clean and to make sure that everything is going to happen just exactly as I want to. And also whenever one soldier was like homesicking or he was upset, I was like also a psychologist role. I have a lot of roles, I think, in that war. I am a soldier, I'm a medical physician, I'm a woman, I'm the adult in charge.
Also a little bit of the mom if you have to make them.
Yes, like a sister, like an old sister, yes. But I don't know how I'm going to pee, how I'm going to eat, how I'm going to change clothes, when was the next time that I will shower. A lot of thoughts that that are not really about the if I'm scared or not to be at a war zone, but more thoughts that me being a woman. But the men respect me, respect my privacy, and we can do exactly the same things that our men soldiers did. I landed 2 helicopters during my time in Gaza Strip, and the Air Force was side by side. We worked together, and it was like one of the things that I think that saved most people's life during the war. And we can we could confront everything.
And while in Gaza, did you also treat Palestinians?
Yes, we were in a humanitarian passage that we were in charge of, and there was civilians that that passed through. There was a lot of old people that were with no medication, and we treat them, we gave them water and we gave them food and we gave them the medication that they had. I didn't had like blood pressure medications or medication that are to old people, because I treat soldiers that are 18 to maximum 25 years old. But we gave them painkillers to the people that were hurt.
How did they react when an Israeli soldier treated them?
They thanked me. They called me doctora. And it was really important for me to say them that in Arab, ana doctora, because I took an oath to treat people no matter what.
Thank you so much.
להקלה בהפרעות נשימה ועיכול לא להפסיק לקחת עד סוף הטיפול כל שעה נשיקה כל שעתיים חיבור תרופה זו אין לשמור מילדים ותינוקות לקחת בין הארוחות ועם הארוחות כל שעה נשיקה כל שעתיים לא צריך לאחסן במקום מיוחד לא חשוך לא קר ולא יבש אפשר לקבל בלי מרשם של רופא צריך פשוט לבוא ולבקש כל שעה נשיקה כל שעתיים חיבור כל שעה נשיקה כל שעתיים חיבור אין חשש שהתרופה תפגע בערנות אבל שימוש ממושך עלול לגרום לתלות כל שעה נשיקה כל שעתיים חיבור אם נטלת מנת יתר לא יקרה לך כלום אין צורך לרוץ לחדר מיון כל שעה נשיקה כל שעתיים חיבור לעתים רחוקות יש תופעות לוואי נדודי שינה או סחרחורת נדיר אך כל התופעות חולפות מעצמן לאחר תקופת הסתגלות לתכשיר כל שעה נשיקה כל שעתיים חיבור כל שעה נשיקה, כל שעתיים
glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.